Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station.
This hour of Afternoons is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, proud to be local since 1860.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Before we get to the drive, we need to share the laugh. That is Brian Hoyer. We love him. He's quickly become one of our favorite guests any season, any sport, and he is a good sport. He both texted Dan Ball and tweeted at me individually and the show, is the S word not allowed? Question mark, question mark, question mark?
Well, it's allowed, but it's just frowned upon.
Oh, I think the FCC does not allow it.
Well, the FCC doesn't allow it. We can allow it, then we just have to get rid of it.
Yeah, I mean, if we actually aired
because
it.
Because it's not allowed.
We could be fanned, yeah.
Okay, so if there's no drinking in my house, if you walk in with beer, like, it's not allowed.
Yeah, you'd
it's not
have to leave, or you'd take the beer from me.
Right, okay, so
we
that's
had to
how that
take
works.
The word from him.
Right.
In post, as they say.
Right.
Thankfully, I alerted Stiz as well, because otherwise, everybody may have shared.
Oh, he was mid-conversation in the producer's box. We were 1 second away from finding out. What do they say? Fafo, Stiz? Futs around and find out?
That's right, baby.
We were close. But, so Brian Hoyer has
good
learned
job.
Something. And I do think there's a little irony, Mr. Hoyer, in that I believe within one sentence, you were like, I'm a media guy now, so I know these things. I like to hype bleep up. Well,
good.
You need to know the rules of the place, your podcast. If it's just a podcast, you can say the S word.
Mm-hmm.
If it's going to air on NBC right. Sports Boston, technically, you can swear on that channel, but they don't really allow it because they are not an over-the-air channel because it's cable. You can swear.
Oh, it's a boutique regional channel.
So there's a lot of stuff going on. It's safer to not, but yes, you can say like ass. Like that's a word that we're allowed to say. I think.
Right. Here?
I hope so.
As in, you're being an ass.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, as long as it's not a physically descriptive.
I can't tell you to kiss anything.
Or shove something
all.
Anywhere.
Yeah, none of that.
Or eat a bag of.
When does Stiz pop his head over and go, okay, can we move on now? We've said enough.
We also learned from Brian last week that you can't spell the S word either. That is also not allowed.
Is that definitely not allowed? Because I wasn't sure on that one.
Oh, I actually don't know. You said it confidently, so I believed you.
Yeah, I think you're not allowed to spell it. Because then we could all spell, Lord knows what we could spell on the air. And it would just go.
We could be like, blank, 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 K Adams is fabulous.
Hey, don't we have a segment to get to?
You're right. It is 5:04:01. It's time for The Drive.
This is The Drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep. Into left field. Gone!
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home.
Stop!
On WEEI Afternoons.
Also a little hurtful, I just found out Brian Hoyer didn't previously follow me on Twitter.
Oh, things you hate to see.
But he does now. Need to bring it up at some point. I did hear through the grapevine that he had like a long-term grudge against me because something I said when he was still a player.
No. What? Come on.
What'd you say?
I don't know. Maybe he'll tell us next Tuesday at 2:30.
The third time's not going to be the charm to bring Hoyer back.
Maybe. We can get into that later. But I love him. As a radio guest, he is the greatest, and he's entertaining and informative and everything.
How about as a player?
No, a great career. A great career. There are few people who have maximized their career like Brian Hoyer. No, I'm being dead serious. I don't know why you're laughing. Why are you laughing back there, Dan?
I asked you how good of a player he was.
He played in the National Football League.
For 14 years, bro.
And could have played Major League Baseball. Mm-hmm. Maybe. I may be reading into that.
Well, that's it. He's
did he unfollow me yet?
I like Will Middlebrooks more than Brian Hoyer because I didn't get the follow.
But no, he had a great career. Like, I always remind everybody that I hate when people diminish professionals. Like, this guy's trash. No, he was great in college. About? He was the greatest that ever came out of his hometown. Uh-huh. He was great in high school. Nobody who makes it to the pros is trash.
Hold on. The guy was good enough. It wasn't just all under watch of Tom Brady or Bill Belichick or Josh McDaniels. He played for 14 years. People forget in 2013... The Cleveland Browns team that he was on, where he was the starter, where he sadly tore his ACL running a ball on a bootleg out of bounds to the right, they had a winning record. I think they were like 4-1 at the time. That was a very good team. But you don't hang around the NFL for 14 years by accident.
No, you don't. So, yes, he had a very good career, Dan Ball, as a undrafted quarterback out of Michigan State.
Mm-hmm.
I believe, he's done great for himself. And I will tell you, and this is 100% honest, he is the Drake May of the media. The growth and entertainment value and evolution has been so quick. And a lot of guys can't do it. Not every expatriate who goes into the media is informative and funny, and you like listening to them. You're like, oh.
Want to power rank your favorite expats in the media?
Not now.
No?
Not now. We could save that for now. Ted Johnson, number one. But Brian has
had... Are you out of your mind?
He's had a Drake May-like evolution. And growth. I think he is light years better than he was a year ago, and even light years better than he was like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, he's great.
He is awesome. Anyway, it's time for the drive. And speaking of Brian Hoyer, he had his top five NFL quarterbacks right now. So let's hear those. We're going to analyze his, and then we're going to bring ours to the table. Roll it, Stiz.
I did send this in, so I'm pulling up just to make sure I stick with it because it was very hard to do. I have Mahomes, Stafford, Dak Prescott, Drake May, and Josh Allen. And honestly, it was hard to leave out Baker Mayfield, but maybe I'm just having residual effects from the game last night. Mm-hmm. It was hard, honestly, to leave out Daniel Jones and Jared Goff. And so that's what I went with. Drake, to me, has been consistent enough and has shown enough to garner being in the top five when we're just considering what's going on this year. It was tough to name those five because there's a lot of good quarterback play in the NFL right now. Look, I'm in the media now, so I'm all about hyping up.
That's what I'm talking about.
And I'm learning that you can't say that word on the radio.
What he needs is his new filler for it. His ish, if you will.
Sugar, honey, ice. I don't even know if I can do that.
Iced tea? So sugar, honey, iced tea?
Apparently we'll finish it.
Okay.
Or we do what Ty Law does, like what Greg does with Ty Law. Every time he does accidentally swear, he has to donate like $20 to charity.
Oh, okay. We can do that. But Hoyer's too smart for that. Now that he knows the rule, he won't slip up. He will not slip up. Springer? If we get Jeremy Springer on board, I think we could lure Jeremy Springer into it maybe once a week and getting him to donate to the Jimmy Fund or something like that.
I think it should be a rule for all our guests. We'll have to like pick a charity, and anytime one of our guests accidentally swears, $20 to our charity.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how we can force our guests into doing it. But so his top five quarterbacks list and the guys he said were tough to leave off were basically very similar to our top five lists.
Little recency bias with Baker.
And I actually, he talked me into Dak Prescott. I changed it. I had Baker. I changed it because of him.
So we didn't earlier?
What?
I had Dak Prescott on the list.
I wanted to listen to an expert. I heard you earlier, and then I heard an expert.
Yeah, he's got to respect the opinion for him to change it.
Oh, right. Okay, that's right.
So
okay.
I've landed on mine. I want a refresher on yours.
S-H-I.
Nope. So I went with Drake May, Jared Goff, Matthew Stafford, Dak Prescott, and Patrick Mahomes. What were yours?
Jared Goff, Dak Prescott, Drake May, Patrick Mahomes, and there was a fifth guy.
Glad you put a lot of thought into it.
Yeah, there was definitely a fifth guy in there.
And he had Josh Allen, which normally I would have Josh Allen.
I had Allen 6 or 7.
But if you're going to take Baker off for last night's recency bias, I got to take Allen off for the pre-buy effort that had 2 interceptions. He had that weird flip where he was getting too cute with the ball. He hasn't played great the last couple weeks, Josh Allen. So that's where you get into that weirdness. Like I said, if we're just giving career achievement awards, Lamar Jackson's on there. Lamar Jackson is
on there. Yeah, if you're giving when healthy you're the best quarterback in the NFL, then Joe Burrow's on there.
Yes, but at least Joe Burrow didn't really put up numbers this year. Like, Lamar Jackson was awesome. It's his defense that sucked. He had to be awesome. He set some record for most points scored in the first 4 games of a season and still only having one win or some SID stat. I almost said the S word. See, Hoyer's got us thinking that S word, baby.
Thanks, Hoyer.
Appreciate it. But this is obviously going to be a fluid situation, and the most easily bumpable is Drake May. Drake May is going to be the first guy bump if you include him in this list.
Because he's young, but B, if what could potentially happen Sunday happens, all of a sudden everyone's going to go back to those other games and go, oh, Stafford was the fifth. Oh, Paper Tiger. Oh, I see it. Yeah, he's a front runner. He's not quite there yet.
My guess is he gets bumped as of Sunday. Whether they win or lose, it's not going to be as efficient and as pretty effective.
What if it is? Again, I'd like to remind you, in 2021, Mac Jones lit up the Browns.
But this is a good Browns defense. I think this is a better Browns defense.
You had most of the same guys.
But isn't this the number one defense?
They are. They were a top five defense back then, too.
Yeah, but number one is better than top five. So this is a better defense.
No wonder why I sleep so well at the end of the shows.
If he does it this week, then I'm serious about get the crappy statue down that's there at Gillette and build another one.
Oh,
because this is going to get even sillier by the week if he starts doing this against. Because then what's the argument
against
him?
When does he get the Nobel Peace Prize from you?
They just gave him out, so I think he has to
wait
a year.
Another year, okay.
Because he was in line for the chemistry, the biology, and the Peace Prize.
Yep.
And the economics one was that cockamamie one that went to the Brown people. I didn't even understand it.
The university.
Yeah, Brown University.
Yes.
There were like three of them. It was a bit of a gift, I thought, a career achievement award. I'm not sure they deserved it for this specific event. But he's going to be the first one out because he's the easiest to pull out, right? Like he's the youngest, and he hasn't done it for a period of time like every one of these guys. Even Baker. I think the thing you hold against Baker is the past failures, but for the last year plus, he's been among the best quarterbacks in football.
Oh, my God. He was the MVP front runner prior to last night. Now he dropped to fourth. Mahomes rocketed to 1. Josh Allen still at 2. But your boy, Drake, is sitting at number 3.
Do you know the 781 said Andy Hart has the worst takes? So now my worst takes are Drake May is a top 5 quarterback. That proves you people are never happy.
I don't think it's that take specifically.
Oh, which one is it? That you're not allowed to swear on the radio?
I don't know. There's a lot to choose from.
It is truly. It is like a whole, you know what it is? It's like a Whole Foods buffet. You walk in and you're like, oh my God, you have one long tray of warm foods? Oh no, there's 5 of them.
Yeah, the Patriots or the Celtics are going to be a top 3 team because Jalen Brown's going to score 30 a night.
Right.
You know,
let's trade Ramondre for Derrick Henry.
35, actually. He's going to lead the league in scoring.
Yeah, my bad.
Be a first team.
Of course, I go to Shaw's.
All NBA. So the Drake May experience continues Sunday. The Browns, could he get bumped out of the top 5? Sure. Or how about we flip the script? Like you said, what if he just completes, 78% of his passes, has 3 touchdowns.
How about 17 for 26, like 64% of his passes, 2 touchdowns and a pick, and a 10-point win?
I don't love the pick.
Hey, that's okay. It's going to happen. First of all, if it's going to happen, it's probably going to happen when he inadvertently backfoots one because Myles Garrett picks up Will Campbell and drops him on Drake.
So
May.
I don't want to give you an insight into my search history on my gambling app, but I actually went there.
Addiction. It's real.
They did not have the interception props up today because I was thinking of taking the over.
Can I tell you also? They didn't have it on all the apps I checked either.
Yeah, because I definitely
I'm betting
think
the over
on the pick. Because they can still win, and he can still have a fine game.
Right.
But
they should have won the game where they turned the ball over 6 times. They still should have won it.
I'm with you, like, the combination of coverage and pass rush against. And I heard somebody talking about how the Browns are moving Myles Garrett around to, quote, feast on mismatches. And I was like,
oh no, Ted Johnson used the word feast too when he saw two rookies on one side. And I saw Jared Wilson last week.
He's going to move to the interior and chunk. So I wonder if this is, what do you do? Do you have, let's see, who's the best? Which back, Ramondre is going to end up with a face full of Myles Garrett a number of times.
Can end up with like being a speed bump. Myles Garrett could kill Ramondre Stevenson.
After Jared Wilson. No, after he plows through Jared Wilson.
Sometimes Jared Wilson just whiffs. And if he whiffs on Myles Garrett, that's a lot to ask.
Yeah, Westover's not getting the job done.
Okay, so Patriots, we'll put that on the back burner. Patriots-Browns Sunday, we'll turn the page a little bit there. Hopefully we'll have a build-up segment beginning with Ted Johnson tomorrow if he's feeling a little bit better. Brad Marchand returns to the Garden tonight against your Boston Bruins as a member of the Florida Panthers, the world champions, the Stanley Cup champions. And Brad Marchand, are you going to boo him? No, I saw your votes. Apparently like 87% of you have gone soft and are going to cheer for Brad Marchand, even though he's in a Panthers uniform. But somewhere, Stiz and I will be in front of our TV, right, Stiz, booing the hell out of him.
Yeah. You know what? But that makes you guys, far be it from me to judge someone else's fanaticism, but that makes you guys bad fans if you boo him before he starts the game and the puck drops.
Now that makes me a passionate Bruins fan.
Now that makes
that
you.
That means the spoke be for life.
Go USA, boys.
Wait, hold on. Why did it have to have that urban swag to it?
I don't know, but I was going to throw to Stiz because he has a clip of David Pastrnak, but Stiz is talking on the phone right now, answering phone calls, 617-779-7937. David Pastrnak had some thoughts on his former teammate returning to Boston.
But yeah, definitely going to be weird, probably when we get home tomorrow. Started thinking, it's been a long time brewing, so pretty sure it's gonna be special and hard at the same time for him, but we have other stuff to worry about. So we definitely good to see him back, but at the same time, you have to maintain your focus.
He chirps everybody. Do you think he'll chirp his old teammates?
Oh, yeah. He's for sure going to be all over. It's going to run his mouth. And yeah, can't wait for the matchup. It'd be really fun. And maybe he will be too nice. We'll see.
No. So what does he do? Does he skate by some of his friends and just go like, oh, if only you guys were good enough to get traded, win a Stanley Cup.
Oh, that would not be nice.
That'd be funny, though.
I think he'll chirp.
He's a gamesman.
My question is, and Dan Ball, I'd like your opinion, because you're the hockey guy around here, fresh off of 3 Quinnipiac games over the weekend.
That's right, where I wasn't loud enough. What do you got?
You were not loud enough on my Nesson. Could have been an audio problem for Nesson. They have a lot of issues when I listen to
usually a Dan Ball problem, but what you got?
Great story.
Is there any chance of anything physical happening?
As in like a fight?
I won't say a fight, but more
a scrum, a scrap?
Something non-friendly, something non-silly. Like
cross-check, little tune-up?
Maybe like a legit face wash or whatever. Any chance?
I there's a chance for anything. I don't think he's going to do anything like that. I do think he's scoring, though. I think he's absolutely scoring, and I think his team wins pretty handily tonight.
What do we have? Do we have any latest odds from, we'll say, like, I don't know, FanDuel as to the odds for an anytime goal?
Last I checked was plus 165.
That's he's not so bad. Full of crap. He said last he checked, I think last he bet.
Yeah, exactly.
It was plus 165.
He threw a 20 on it.
I'll show you the receipts.
You haven't? Have you bet already?
No, I wait until after the show.
Oh, okay. Wow, this segment took a turn. He's taken the over on interceptions. You're taking an anytime goal from
and the Panthers puck line.
And the Panthers can't even do it in.
I think they win like 5-1 tonight.
What's
I think
the
they're
puck line?
Stop
one and a half.
Bruins. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
This is a Swayman 5 goals allowed game.
I just see no. I think the Panthers are the kind of team that are going to back their guy tonight, and I just don't see the Bruins having enough juice to be able to keep up.
Oh, this is taking a negative turn. We're cheering.
You disagree?
No, not
what
really.
Did you? Yeah. Aha. Oh, isn't it funny, Mr. The Truth Never Hurts?
Yeah, so you know when people say, oh, you guys talk too much Patriots? Maybe it's because the Patriots are the fun, successful, good team right now.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a lot more fun to talk about number one seeds and division titles than it is to talk about former captains and Hall of Fame players returning to wipe the ice with the Bruins tonight.
So the Celtics return tomorrow night. They tip off the NBA season.
Yeah, without their best player.
The NBA season. Well, we may as well just fold up the tent until January when he comes back, or Christmas, or maybe just after Thanksgiving. Point being, where do you think the Celtics will gradually, like, where will they fit in the hierarchy of Boston sports? Like, Patriots are the hottest team in town.
Yes.
Do the Celtics have a chance to be, like, number 2 at our emotional power rankings?
They have an absolute chance to be number 2.
but they need to secure that chance. I mean, we'll get into it more tomorrow. It is the season opener for the Boston Celtics.
Two games tonight.
I think they're going to have to earn it. It is not going to be given to them. Like, there's a lot to prove for Jaylen Brown. First of all, is Jaylen Brown healthy? Or is this hamstring thing what Ted alluded to? Is it coming off a long training camp? Is he, you know, already feeling the effects of trying to run the court a little too much under this run-and-gun Joe Mazzulla, New Age, Boston Celtics? But, yeah, they got to win games. People are not just going to allow them to kind of slug through and be like, oh, I feel bad for you. You don't have Tatum, a Porzingis. I'll give you pity attention.
Yeah, no. I'm worried. Heck, are you kidding me? I mean, if we don't have JB, forget it. We don't have a chance.
I still can't believe he said that. As a noted JB critic and hater, to acknowledge that without JB,
well, a lot
they
of that's
do
just
not
because he
have
wants to
a
give
chance.
You a hard time.
Yeah, I know. 617-779-7937. All the phone calls Stiz took while he was supposed to be playing audio. Let's go to Steve in the truck. What's up, Steve?
Gentlemen, explain to me why Cleveland is the best defense when, first of all, the Patriots have less points scored upon them and a better point differential, and there's about four other teams in the NFC in the same position. So how are they the best defense when they've given up more points and they have a worse point differential?
Thanks for the call, Steve. In the NFL, the number one defense is based on yards. It is stupid. I acknowledge it, Steve. It is stupid. It is totally based on yards because, I don't know, that's how they've done it for 50, 60, 70 years. And yards are not really a good indicator of a good defense. It just isn't. Turnovers, points allowed, red zone,
right
third
here.
Down, they're all better.
Bam. Top rated overall NFL defense, number one, the Cleveland Browns. Oh, guess who's number two?
Broncos. Who?
Falcons, the opponent the next week. And that's just overall. Passing defense, stingiest defense, only 140 yards a game. Falcons. Browns third, only 170 yards allowed. Rushing yards allowed. Bam. Where are the Browns? Number four, 80 yards a game.
Bam. Where are the Browns?
I mean, scoring defense. Bam. Where are the Browns? Whoa, they are definitely further down there. They've given up 217 points.
I believe that's what Steve was alluding to.
That is definitely what he was alluding to. But they're still like they're legit.
Are we sure they gave up all those points? Because that's points scored against them.
Yeah. How many of those were pick sixes? How many of those were fumbles
or just bad spots? Or they got worn down late in the game? 617-779-7937. Let's go to Paulie in Dedham. What's up, Paulie?
Hey Andy, you're singing my song a couple of minutes ago. But first, I want to say real quick that in two shakes of a lamb's tail, I'd trade Charlie McAvoy for some real scoring punch, a young, tough forward. I would absolutely do it in a heartbeat.
You're singing my song, Paulie.
He's not playing good enough defense. He's not playing good enough defense, and he's not scoring enough. I'd move him, get some scoring punch, and then get some more firepower up front. Something's going to be there. It's going to be good. All right. Anyway, Andy, I'm with you 110%. I've been all over this for a couple of days now. They need a guy. I was texting a big dog in the business during the game on Sunday, and I said, we need a left guard. I said, I've seen enough. I said it to him. I texted him on Saturday night, and again, I texted him during the game on Sunday. I said, that's what I'm telling you. Again, we need a left guard. I'd be at least rotating Brownie in there, keeping fresh legs in there, and maybe doing something, but having a running back behind them. That's what they're going to be attacking. They're going to be stunting and blitzing, and they're doing everything to get through that the middle left side of that line. That's what's going to happen.
Thanks for the call, Paulie. I do think they're going to target Jared Wilson and that left side of the line, but I think he is the weaker part of that left side of the line.
What about Morgan Moses? Like, if you're the Browns, are you trying to get around Morgan Moses or Will Campbell?
Will Campbell. I'm targeting that side. I'll see what they can do, because I think on that side you can win physically or you can win mentally or you can win both, and that's a combo that can lead to a series of problems for the offensive line that will be facing its greatest test of the season against the number one ranked Browns defense and Myles Garrett, who, if you Google him and look at the images, dude is yoked. If you want to see a player that could scare the hell out of any offense, any left tackle.
Myles Garrett?
Yes.
That body doesn't make sense.
It is ridiculous. That's a man I would not want chasing me. And Drake May, well, that's a man that
good luck
chasing you on Sunday at Gillette. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we're going to play a little game. It's very similar to the porridge game that we played, but it's about the teams in the NFL with two losses or less. Yes, your Patriots are in that group. Are the Patriots better than, less than or equal to those other two loss or better football teams. We'll do that next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, and for the final time today, Dan Ball, tell me what's trending.
This porridge is too cold.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI. It's brought to you by Boston Prolo Therapy. Patriots players were off today. New England returns home to host the Cleveland Browns on Sunday at 1 o'clock. The Patriots enter Week 8 with a 5-2 record. They are currently the second seed in the AFC. Yesterday, the Patriots announced that they had claimed and were awarded linebacker Caleb Murphy off of waivers from the Chargers. Murphy entered the NFL as a rookie free agent with the Tennessee Titans in 2023 out of Ferris State. Per ESPN's Mike Reese, Murphy has played 118 snaps on special teams so far this season. The Bruins host Brad Marchand and the Florida Panthers tonight at TD Garden. Puck drop is at 7:30. Marchand played in 1,090 regular season games, recording 976 points with the Bruins. He was a key contributor on the Bees' 2011 Stanley Cup winning team. The Celtics tip off their season tomorrow night when they host the Philadelphia 76ers at the Garden. Tip off for that one is also at 7:30. And from around Major League Baseball, the Blue Jays beat the Mariners in Game 7 of the ALCS last night in Toronto. The final score was 4-3. Blue Jays DH George Springer hit a go-ahead three-run home run in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Kevin Gausman the win in relief. Jeff Hoffman the save. Toronto hosts the Los Angeles Dodgers for Game 1 of the World Series on Friday night. It's the Jays' first appearance in the Fall Classic since Joe Carter's series-clinching home run in 1993. If your doctor said surgery was the only solution for your joint pain, get a second opinion. Do what Ted Johnson and thousands of others have done. Eliminate your joint pain with Boston Prolo Therapy. Online at bostonprolotherapy.com. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Right after this.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons, where texters are questioning my Portuguese heritage. Don't care for that. This segment brought to you by Boston Prolo Therapy. If your doctor said surgery was the only solution for your joint pain, get a second opinion. Do what Ted Johnson and thousands of others have done. Eliminate your joint pain with Boston Prolo Therapy. Online at bostonprolotherapy.com.
Can I give it up for the funniest football tweet of the day?
I'll be the judge of that.
All right. Well, you'll just be one. At Don Shula Corleone, prayers up to an absolute legend, longtime NFL play-by-play announcer Kevin Harlan. Ain't nothing wrong with him. He's just calling the Dolphins game this week on CBS.
Oh, poor guy. Was that real, what you put in the text chain yesterday?
Which one?
The Mike McDaniel prediction or whatever for Tua will be, he'll be able to play and won't throw 10 interceptions.
That was not AI.
It taken out of context?
No. No, that's literally a beaten, destroyed husk of a human being sitting there talking about his quarterback, who last week, by the way, completed like 10 passes in the first half before he got pulled. Three of them were to the other team.
Toast.
And there he is talking. The guy that he saw, oh, after the concussion, we sat on the plane. We watched MacGyver together. It was great. Oh, I'm the one who's going to unlock him. You know what it makes it sound like? Brian Flores was right all along. Tua ain't a franchise quarterback.
Yeah, he's going to take the snaps this week, and he's going to be our starter this week. And my expectation is that we don't throw 10 picks.
Like, is that a joke that it just didn't land? Is that a Joe Mazzulla-style lost in interpretation?
I think those are the jokes that were landing when he first got hired.
He was saying
those kind of, like, sarcastic, out-of-pocket things. And we were going, oh, he's such an offensive genius, and now he should just
be fired. What that is now, that is basically the police pulling up for a wellness check and him, like, blinking and waving his hand and saying, like, they're behind me.
Yeah.
Like, he wants out.
He's trying to get fired.
Yes.
It's not fun anymore, and he's trying to push whatever button it takes to get fired. But anyway, there are 13 teams in the National Football League with two losses or less right now. That includes your 5-2 New England Patriots. The Colts are the only real one-loss team because the Packers have a tie, so that screws everything up. Go play soccer, Packers. So, Dan Ball, you are going to give us the other dozen teams that have two losses or fewer, and we're going to simply say the Patriots are better than, worse than, or equal to said team.
And I will keep track, and we'll land on, well, the Patriots are team number blank in the NFL. After this exercise.
Love it.
So we'll begin. So both of you guys, again, say better than, worse than, or the same when I tell you the Patriots compared to, Andy, the Indianapolis Colts.
Worse than.
Okay.
The same.
Defend.
Oh! The same.
I think the Patriots' defense is a slight bit better, though slightly underrated for the Colts. Colts have the better ground game. Patriots have the better pass game. Would love to see them. I'd love to see Steichen. And dear media people in Boston, it's Steichen, not Steichen. I would love to see Steichen go head-to-head against McDaniels.
Who did you just call out?
Somebody.
Who?
I'm not telling.
Wow, you're really very particular there, because I've never heard anybody say Steichen.
Trust me, I've heard it.
Okay.
You should try rhyming it. Andy's really good at that.
Nope. Oh. I think that the Colts have a better defense and a much better ground game, and right now their quarterback is good enough. I don't believe in their coach, and I don't believe in their quarterback, and I don't believe it's a good thing for an owner to have a headset on and be on the sideline and address, but here we are. Right now they're better than you.
Okay, fair enough. Let's go to the next one. The 4-1-1, so technically better than you. Green Bay Packers, Andy.
The Packers are better. They're just a more well-rounded team. And the last thing I would like to see is Micah Parsons against Will Campbell and Jared Wilson on the left side.
They're still a Super Bowl contender to me. As a matter of fact, right now, if we had to re-pick, I might go with the Chiefs against the Packers. Packers are a better overall team right now.
And I believe Christian Watson is coming off IR, so they're adding Christian Watson.
Oh, is he really?
I believe so.
You add him to Dobbs and Golden and Tucker. By the way, Tucker Kraft, I always thought it was going to be Musgrave, the better tight end. Tucker Kraft, he a baller. Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, let's move on. There's a conversation going on off air between a host and a producer, so I will...
Producers don't listen!
I will present the next team, the 5-2 Andy Hart Denver Broncos.
You are better than the Broncos.
All right.
Because Bo Nix ain't it. He's got IX in his name,
more
but he
like
don't have
Bo
IT.
Picks. Yeah. Actually, you know what? Here's the funny thing. Heading into the season, I think a lot of people drafted the Denver Broncos defense for their fantasy defense. And while we all thought they were better, guess what? They've stunk the last several weeks. Their offense is wildly inconsistent, and you heard it in the 2 o'clock hour from Stink. Of the last three games, they played 2 good quarters and 10 garbage quarters.
That's
so, yeah, I'll take the Patriots. You're better than.
They've had it for 2 quarters, kind of like J.J. McCarthy, but for 1. So far, the Packers are better than the Patriots for both of them.
Is that an injury or a benching, by the way? What do we think about that? Sorry to interrupt, Dan, but like J.J. McCarthy, shouldn't that ankle
be hurt?
You sure?
Yeah. And he was back high ankle sprain.
I think he was a limited participant in practice last week, so he's not too overly far away.
All right.
We'll see what happens. We'll see how long he has it.
Take it east. Huh?
Okay. All right. So the Packers are better than you, according to both hosts. Andy says the Colts are better. Fitzy says they're the same. Then you got the Patriots and then the Broncos, whom the Patriots are better than. Next 5-2 team, the Philadelphia Eagles, Andy Hart.
Oh,
a very tough one.
Yeah, like
one of the worst best teams you'll find.
Yeah, you're not as good. They're better than you. They're just not playing better than you. Can I do that right now?
They're better than you.
They're just more talented. I don't like their coach. He's a dink. And I don't think they have the vibes. You have better vibes than they do. They just have better talent than you do.
Yeah, I'd still, if I was drafting a team, I would definitely... That's tough. I'd take a couple of their defenders first. That's pretty equal, but I'm going to go you are not as good as the Eagles.
Okay, next one, the 5-2 San Francisco 49ers.
You are getting closer the more injuries they have, but you're not as good as them when healthy. When Brock Purdy is back, George Kittle is now back. Christian McCaffrey carried them almost single-handedly to victory the other night.
They got this great receiver named Kendrick Bourne.
He's a revelation. Brandon Ayuk is coming back at some point. Mm-hmm.
And Juwan Jennings will eventually get off the fantasy bench and play as
You're
well.
You're not as good as them. Even though they lost that badass Fred Warner, who had a tank top on with his... Yeah. He looked like a wrestler up in the booth.
Nick Bosa's out for the season with an ACL. Fred Warner's out for the season. You lost Charvarius Ward to free agency, to the Colts, no less. That's helped their defense. You're actually, McCaffrey's on an absolute heater right now. You're not as good.
Okay, two not as goods out of the 49ers, which kind of put them somewhere between first and third on our list with the Packers and Eagles. Next one, 5-2, but just lost last night, Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
You're better than them.
Wow.
No, you're not. I'm getting caught up in my emotion and recency bias.
What about the S word that isn't the one Brian Hoyer said? What about the same? Could you argue that?
Okay, you're the same as them. Yeah, I'll give you're the same as them. They are battling injuries, which is helping to bring them back to your level. Mike Evans comes back and then immediately is gone with a serious... It looked awful. It looked like a bad... quite Luke Kuechly concussion, but a bad concussion.
But he broke his clavicle. He's out for the year.
Yeah, that's the least of his concerns.
Yeah, the concussion was bad,
The
too.
Question is, does he have long-term ramifications?
Oh, no, this is going to be his first season where he doesn't get 1,000 yards receiving.
That was a scary moment last night, which was not handled well by the broadcast. They're like, I don't know what's wrong with him. I'm like... Did you watch? He got knocked F out, and now he can't walk. He has a serious head injury, and you're like, it could be anything. No, it's his head.
But let's review if it's going to be a catch. Let's go to the rules analyst and see if it's a
terrible
catch. Fitzy, what do you think on the 49ers? The Bucks. I'm sorry,
the Bucks. Well, you'll find out in a couple weeks when they go to Tampa Bay, but right now I'm actually going to say because of the injuries that have befallen them, you're better.
Okay, love it. We'll speed round a couple of these. The Seattle Seahawks, Andy Hart.
And?
Seattle Seahawks... Yeah, you're better than, even though they have a guy who is the most underrated receiver in football, Jackson Smith and Jigba, and I'm not a believer in Sam Darnold. I'll take a shootout with Sam Darnold. Drake May, Sam Darnold, shootouts on. Let's see who wins. We got our defensive coach. You got your defensive coach. Best man left standing. That's the Patriots.
Okay, Fitzy?
Same as. That's a seriously underrated team. Defense is really good with a great secondary. And not underrated. The word's out. Jackson Smith and Jigba is the best receiver in football.
But no one believes that. He will not get votes over Chase and Jefferson. Like, he's going to be an underrated receiver.
He and Chase are, like, neck and neck.
I don't think that's the common perception.
Next one on the list, the 5-2 Los Angeles Rams.
This 5-2 clump is really good.
Yeah, I know.
It's a lot of good teams clump. In here.
But you're struggling to... pick, which is also a compliment to the Patriots.
It is great that this is where we are. We're debating some of the better teams in football. Are you better than, or like, this is awesome. That we're back here is awesome.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I am going to say you're not as good as the Rams, because when Puka Nacua is healthy and Stafford is having a ridiculous year, and I look at the way Cam Ward and Spencer Rattler have had success against the Patriots' pass defense and say, wait, Matthew Stafford's coming? And then I flip it over. I think Jared Verse is one of the scariest defensive players in football. I think he can kill offensive linemen and kill quarterbacks. So, yes, the Rams are better.
And I'm a Braden Fisk fan, and I wish the Patriots drafted him. That being said, quite honestly, you're not as good as the Rams. They are the most complete team. Would it surprise you if the Rams represented the National Football Conference?
No, but you could do that with about 10 different teams, and I would say no, it wouldn't surprise me.
They got everything going on, and when Nakua comes back, watch it, watch it!
Watch it indeed. Okay, so we got four teams that are sitting at 4-2. I just need one-word answers out of you. Buffalo Bills, Andy.
They're better than you.
Okay. They're
better than...
Better than from the Buffalo Bills. Next one, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
You're better than them.
All right.
You should have proved it.
What Andy said.
The Chicago Bears.
You're better than them because I hate Ben Johnson.
Oh, boy.
Okay, that's not a good reason, but I'll just say you're better than them because they've got issues.
And the Detroit Lions.
They're better than you.
They're a lot better than you.
Okay, so out of the 13, a rough ranking that we have out of this, better, the same, or worse, Packers, Eagles, 49ers, Rams, Bills, Lions, Colts, Patriots, Bucks, Seahawks, Broncos, Steelers, and Bears. A rough top 13.
So that was like, correct me if I'm wrong, Dan. I think they're right smack in the middle of that 5-2, 4-2 pack.
They would be ranked number 8 out of the 13 best teams in football.
That's exactly where they belong.
I think we nailed it. I think we did a great job there. Leaping Lenny Puffo style pat on the back. We nailed it. That was a quality segment. We put the Patriots right where they belong. But again, I think the main takeaway is that we were able to even have that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine a year ago? Even thinking about, hey, I was thinking we'll take the 4-5 win teams and see if the Patriots match up with them. We would be like, wait, what? That's stupid.
Right.
We're looking at Will Campbell. We're going to watch the LSU game to see who they're going to take with the 4th, 3rd, 2nd, or 1st pick in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how far we've come in just a year. Times
thank
are good.
You, thank you, Mike Vrabel.
Times are good here in New England. 617-779-7937. If you have any comments on our rankings, are we homers? That was Football Talk. And Football Talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
I'm looking forward to the crossover in moments because the text line has reminded me that if I want to get Christian Arcand going, I should ask him if the Patriots are still rebuilding. Should we do that next?
Yes, we'll do that next with Christian Arcand. I also reminded that texter, if you want to get Christian Arcand going, just say hi and see what happens, because he'll usually yell at you. Odds and ends, the crossover, Arcand.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
It's next here on WEEI.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Time now for odds and ends here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. NBA tip-off night. The Champs. OKC.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. How come they didn't play already? Why didn't they follow the NHL format? They should have tipped off at like 3:30 in the afternoon and, you know, dropped a banner and done some rings.
That was
and
so
things.
Lame. That was, really that was the blue plate special for Florida,
That
though.
Bothers me so much.
How much?
Like, if you want the rest of the world to take you seriously, mm-hmm. take yourself seriously. Act like you're the real deal. Prime time, real deal, big deal kind of thing.
I mean, don't drop the puck at 5 o'clock on a
right.
Tuesday?
If you do that, then why are we going to treat you like you're equal to the NFL or baseball?
That was pretty lame.
It was lame. So, yes, they'll play. The Lakers play tonight, I think, against Curry and company.
That's a nice tip-off. I got to say, honestly, Curry and Jimmy Buckets against Luka and LeBron, that's a good game.
Yeah, that's gonna. But no LeBron, right? He's out with the sciatica.
Out. Yeah, so the old man nerve. You got Austin Reeves.
I got
though.
That
sciatica.
Oh, it's terrible, terrible.
How'd you get it?
Old football injury, man. Had it since college. Hey, Christian Arcand, how are you?
Yo, what's going on?
It's a rebuild, right?
No, how can it be a rebuild? If a team's rebuilding, you give them grace and patience and all of those things. And you can't just do that right now. You can't do it at 5-2, right? I mean, can you? I don't think you can. I think that sort of thing goes away the better that you are. You can't call it a rebuild. And Fitzy, I don't like you laying the groundwork here to if things fall apart, be like, well, it's a rebuild. No, you can't do that.
No,
you can't
it's a rebuild and it's a season. They're rebuilding from within, and they happen to be not only avoiding all of the construction workers and the exorbitant overages and fees and whatnot, but they're actually enjoying it while they're rebuilding.
So when's the rebuild over?
I don't know. Probably next year.
Next year, probably. What if they make the playoffs this year?
They're still rebuilding.
It's a rebuild. That doesn't make sense to me. I'm just
why?
Saying. Why
does
it
make sense to you?
That.
It is a rebuild.
This is fun.
They're not done. Like Christian.
No team's ever done.
You
Fitzy,
cannot.
You still
can't.
You still,
can't just.
Don't
I know.
A rebuild.
And Stanley Kubrick said no film is ever finished. I get it.
Right.
Yes. Okay. And if he wasn't dead, he'd probably come back and re-edit Full Metal Jacket now. Second half's a little too long. The most important element here is that this team has an amazing starting 22. There's probably three or four other players that are really good and could start on other teams. After that, depth is a significant concern.
I agree with
this
that.
This roster needs depth. I'm going to make up a word. I'm going to Andy Hartify this. This roster
made
needs
up that, I think.
I did, actually. It's two for the price of pun here only on afternoons in the crossover. They need depthification. You need to have 35-40 strong right now, and they are not. And if one or two starters go down, you saw the secondary blew huge chunks during the first part of the season when Gonzo was out.
Mm-hmm.
If, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, obviously any team that loses their quarterback like Drake May, you're in big trouble. Steph Diggs goes out, Ramondre goes out. Guess what? You are porked, blue, and screwed. This team needs depth. Good day, sir.
I agree they need depth, but that doesn't mean that they're still rebuilding.
It's part of the rebuild.
I don't really think that counts. I don't think it does.
Are you able to rebuild in one offseason?
Well, did the Commanders rebuild in one offseason or not?
Yeah, and look at them now. They're
fine,
not doing nearly as
good.
Fine,
but no one was saying
good.
That they were still rebuilding when they made it to the NFC Championship game.
But that roster was better. They were a quarterback away.
Expectations get higher.
Uh-huh.
And then you can't just fall back and say, well, they're still rebuilding.
Why can't
That's
you,
what I don't
why
like.
Why can't you compete and rebuild at the same time?
Because I think it has to be one or the other.
Why?
Because a team that's rebuilding gets patience and you say things like...
If I want a burger and a pizza, I can get a cheeseburger pizza and it tastes like both at the same time, Arcand.
I'm sure it does, but I've never had one, so I don't know.
Oh, very
but
good.
What I'm telling you
it's
is that
good, right? Yeah.
When you are rebuilding, you get
Pickles.
Offered more... You're a bad team. Bad teams that are rebuilding, they get the patience to be bad for a year or two.
Mm-hmm.
If you're good and you're, you know, headed for the playoffs...
They have cheated the system. They have broken the code. The algorithm doesn't apply to them. They are rebuilding while competing. It is impressive and it's actually admirable and, dare I say, entertaining.
All right. Well, you're just making stuff up now.
What am I making up? Logic, sound points, and relevance?
You just said they broke an algorithm. I don't know what you're talking about.
Like the whole entire idea, the model you have to follow, like, well, I guess we stink again. I guess we're rebuilding. You don't have to suck to rebuild.
I think you kind of do. I think that's the whole point of rebuilding. And I don't want to yell at you the whole time because I have a problem with little Lord Fauntleroy over here who won't let anybody say anything bad about Drake May ever, including the texters. Like, give me a break. Will you knock that off? I think. Listen,
it's, by the way, it's Farquhar.
Is it?
Yes.
I thought it was Fauntleroy. Well, whoever it was. Yeah. Little
who
Lord,
are we talking
Little
about?
Little Lord Yu is who I'm talking about.
The petite Lord from the Shrek movies?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think he's based off Fauntleroy. Okay. Something like that. Either way,
focus
it doesn't
your
matter.
Anger.
The point is that Drake May's playing great, but you can't just say, well, there's nothing ever you can compare. There's one thing that I just certainly will criticize him about is that he needs to get down on the ground better, and he needs to make sure that he's not getting lit up and having his head bounced off the turf every single week.
That was
which
an
it
aberration.
Seems like that's
can
happening.
We agree that
it's
play?
Not an aberration. It happens to him all the time.
No, but that
so
play
he
in
needs
particular.
To work on that at the very least.
What did you
least.
Want him to do on that play?
I didn't want him to take off running.
At all.
Slide. Not really, no.
Well, that's
or
a key part
a lot
of his,
earlier.
That's a key part of his game. He had at least four first downs in that game, 10 yards, chunk. That's how you extend drives.
You asked me what I wanted on that particular play. When you don't have a lot
you
of space, that I
like
don't
Peyton
want
Manning.
You doing that. Sure, on that play, yeah.
I don't know about that. I don't think he has that in him. I think that was a tough
should.
Circumstance.
Otherwise, he's going to not be. He's going to be in that blue tent, Andy.
Just don't hit your head on the ground. It's very simple.
Oh, that Patriots, easy? Patriots don't seem to care about that much, do they? Like,
well, no, because they know they're good.
Wait, hold on. When you say don't hit your head on the ground, when a 250-pound person...
No, it was a corner. He was bigger than the dude who did it. It was very circumstantial. It was like the worst-case scenario
for
that
little...
Then
he needs to improve
little,
his leg and core strength.
He could do the old... cocky Tom Brady. Talk about somebody who was cocky who learned how to fall so his head wouldn't hit the ground. He took jujitsu, maybe with the guy who ended up shtupping his wife. I don't know. That's a different part of the story.
Well, he more than shtupped her. They made a baby.
Can I not say shtupped?
Of course you can.
Stiz just gave me that look like he gave Brian Hoyer when he said
I'm
the
sorry.
Other S word.
Andy, let me correct it for you.
I'm sure that's
the
okay.
guy that banged his wife.
Right. All right, stick around for the Christian Arcan show. Full 4 hours, right?
Yeah.
We got to
dump like the Yiddish on the show again.
Yeah, I don't know where we are. You didn't use up too much energy, though, right? You still got plenty left
what,
for 4 hours.
What, are you kidding
hours.
Me? I was talking about the rebuild last week.
No,
so
I know.
That's fine.
Fitzy just got a how I felt last fall in the further iteration of the WEI afternoon.
I think it's fun.
Bring up Swayman. Tell him Swayman sucks.
Just want to have it both ways. That's the problem.
This is take. I like to have a lot of things both ways. This is take sparring. It's good.
All right. Look forward to future crossovers between Arcan and Fitzy. Stick around. 4 hours, 6 to 10. Christian Arcan show. It should be fun. You get that energy. We'll be back tomorrow. It's a Wednesday. I think Ted Johnson will be feeling better. We're hoping he is back. We'll talk to Adam Schefter around 3:45. I wonder if he thinks Drake May might be an MVP candidate. We'll have to ask him. We'll talk to you 2 to 6 tomorrow. See ya. Speaking of Vrabel's juice,
hey, yo,
when you release those balls.
Are you serious right now?
These guys can flat out play.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.